95-year-old Queen beats coronavirus and returns to duties. By Nathaniel Charles on March 1, 2022. Queen Elizabeth II returned to royal duties on Tuesday, just 9 days after she tested positive for coronavirus. The Queen, 95, hosted two virtual meetings with foreign ambassadors from the Principality of Andorra and also the Republic of Chad, having postponed other previous engagements following a positive coronavirus test and experiencing mild cold-like symptoms. Both the Andorran ambassador, Carlos Madero, and Chad's ambassador, Cadello Hamidi, presented their letters of credence, which identify them as the newly appointed ambassadors, to the monarch, and Madero also handed over his predecessor's letters of recall. The two ambassadors engaged with the Queen via video link in a virtual court of St. James. In person, at Buckingham Palace, while the monarch remains in isolation at her residence at Windsor Castle, the Daily Mail reports. The triple-jabbed monarch is reportedly making a good recovery and was not seriously ill with coronavirus, only reportedly experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, with the Daily Mail claiming that the Queen opted to cancel her previous engagements due to sounding hoarse rather than as a result of poor health. The Queen has, however, postponed a diplomatic reception with hundreds of members of the diplomatic corps she was meant to host at Windsor Castle on Wednesday. Although, Buckingham Palace has suggested that this is on the advice of the Foreign Secretary rather than as a consequence of the Queen's health due to the context of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Queen has accepted the Foreign Secretary's advice that the diplomatic reception at Windsor on March 2 should be postponed, Buckingham Palace announced in a statement on Sunday. The Queen met with Prince William, Kate, and their children as well as Princess Beatrice and her daughter on Sunday, indicating that she is enjoying a swift recovery. It is no longer a legal requirement in the United Kingdom to isolate if you test positive for the virus. The royal family has enjoyed a robust response to coronavirus, with heir to the throne Prince Charles and Camilla both catching and recovering from the virus earlier this month. Prince Charles has also previously tested positive for the virus in 2020. Aside from coronavirus, the Queen has, however, had a spate of ill health recently and was filmed just before her positive coronavirus test leaning on her walking stick, telling Defense Services Secretary Major General Alden Miller to walk to her as she wouldn't walk to him. The head of state's health has been the subject of speculation since the death of her husband and lifetime companion Prince Philip in April last year. The Queen has shielded from coronavirus throughout the pandemic at Windsor Castle. The Prince Andrew scandal has also been an ongoing concern for the elderly monarch, with public reaction over Virginia Giuffre's £12 million, $16 million, settlement with a disgraced prince, and questions being asked over whether the British taxpayer had to foot the bill or not. This year marks the Queen's platinum jubilee of 70 years' service to the British people, with Britons being granted a 4-day UK bank holiday weekend in early June to celebrate the momentous achievement.